Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, Planet X shows off an IDW-inspired Star Saber. We get a look at Studio Series 38's Bumblebee movie Optimus Prime, and Trans Project X shows off a prototype of Beast Wars Optimus Primal. Today is Wednesday, December 26, 2018, and this is episode 309 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that assumes Christmas went well, and you scored some sweet Boxing Day deals, whatever that is.
Yes!
The fuck is that about?
You suck.
I don't know. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Yo, everybody.
Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hello.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
You see, Boxing Day is the day after Christmas for you.
It's the day where you take out your frustration on all the boxes that you got.
That works. Let's talk Transformers.
And due to a cold, the part of Jeremy will be played by Barry White.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I was going to go with Eeyore, but that's good, too.
Thanks, Renos.
All right. See, that's the thing that sucks about being sick. It's like, you know, you feel horrible, but then you have this great recording voice.
Yeah.
But then it hurts to talk.
You just record all the cool shit you wanted to do while you're sick.
Yeah, I am suffering tonight because it hurts to talk, so enjoy the show.
Can we direct all questions to Jeremy first?
Yeah. One word answers out of Jeremy, too.
Jeremy's going to do all the toy topics this week.
Yeah.
Did you get the comic review?
Nope.
We're in the toy show, Yoshi Toy Show.
Oh, I keep forgetting this is a thing.
It's Christmas. Well, it's a day after Christmas. We're recording this in the past, so...
It has a name.
It's the day after Christmas, December 26th.
It's Boxing Day.
We hope everyone had a good Christmas if you do celebrate Christmas, or, you know, a good Tuesday if you celebrate Tuesday. Normally, we thank all our Donatrions, the lovely people who give us money to put this show on through Patreon and PayPal. Thank you, everyone, for doing that.
And especially to DJ Ronan, who just dumps money on our lap, and we refuse to let him win a fucking thing. Thank you, Mr. Ronan. Thank you.
Well, he'll have another chance coming up shortly, so...
You've removed him from the list, right? Because now it's a thing.
Before we get into that, I do want to direct everyone to, I don't know, Daryl, is there a Boxing Day deal at our transmission store powered by T Public?
I don't believe so. It's run by dirty Americans, so they don't believe in the good-hearted spirit of Boxing Day, so.
I think all the sales for the year are over.
Well, you can still go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop if you...
I did just add a bunch of designs that I was perusing and liked. So if you want to take a look at those.
Is there a reason why you just don't select them all and add them?
Because not all of them are good.
So what's trash to you might be good to somebody else.
They can start their own storefront.
And they can still go through our storefront to the main T-Public store and get what they want.
Yeah. And we still get credit.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about selling stuff, let's give away some stuff. So we've got our Toy Hacks $10 gift code December drawing. One of our lucky Donatrons is going to win this code and be able to buy some stickers. So it's a nice little post-Christmas gift. Also want to remind you, if you are not a Donatron, you can still enter the contest by just sending us an email to contest@transmissionspodcast.com and tell us a Transformers toy that you would like to get some Toy Hack stickers for. So that's all you got to do. Every month we do this contest, so every month you have a chance to enter. You can't enter now because we're doing the drawing right now, but you can enter for next month.
So, is Zach's cat in the drawing?
I believe Zach's cat contributes on PayPal, so yes, she is.
Okay, just making sure.
It's a smart cat.
Like, DJ Ronan better not lose to a cat. That's all I'm saying.
Jeremy, we need your lovely assistant to give us a random number between 1 and 110.
All right. Computer, give me a random number between 1 and 110.
Your random number between 1 and 110 is 61.
Dual mirrored grid work.
Oh,
good
long
old
time
DMG.
Listener.
Yep.
Well done.
Yeah, sorry, DJ Ronan.
I'm happy for dual mirrored grid work, but if Ronan sent us like $100 next month on top of his normal pledge, could we just make him every option on your Excel spreadsheet so that he can win?
You know what he could do with $100? He could just go to Toy Hacks directly.
That's fuck your logic. It's not about that. It's about being recorded on the show as a winner.
DJ Ronan, you're a winner to us. No? Well, I guess I'm the only one who feels that way.
I was going to say it takes more than $100 for that, but
congratulations, Dual Mirrored Good Work, DMG. We just read your feedback last week, so it's a coincidence that you're getting a prize this week, so congrats. Hope you enjoy it, and hope you get some good stickers. Send us some pictures when you get some toys stickered up. All right. Well, we gave away a prize right after Christmas, so let's talk about some toy news.
All right, and first up tonight, we've got a new company and a prototype. We've got a new company called Trans Projects with an X, and they're showing off their first figure that I've heard of anyway. It's called Beast Commander Gorilla, and it's in gray prototype. And this was at the SGC 2018 convention in Shanghai last weekend, I believe. And yeah, this is Optimus Primal, and he's looking pretty good. This is, like I said, just a gray prototype. We don't see the alt mode. Just a robot mode, and he looks pretty beefy. I have to say, he's not bad. He kind of reminds me of the Perfect Effect version, kind of angular, not as, you know, soft as the you know, the original one would have been. I don't think it's that bad. What do we say? Jeremy's up first. Jeremy, what do you think?
I like it. I don't see any like animal parts, so I'm guessing this is like a before the show what they're interpreting him to have looked like. Because, I mean, like, other than the head and the weapons, it, you know, you can't tell, I mean, this, you can't tell it's a gorilla. I'm guessing it's going to be more of a robotic gorilla than a flesh-looking mm-hmm. gorilla. But, yeah, he's looking very good. He's beefy. He's got tons of weapons. The swords don't look exactly like the original ones, but they still have that kind of curved mm-hmm. look to them. I like that. And it looks like he even has a jetpack in the back. So.
Yeah.
That would have been useful in the show. Yeah, it's looking really good.
Yeah, I have to agree. It's you know, it's a nice looking figure here. Yoshi, you know, this isn't G1, but as Jeremy said, we don't really get to see an alt mode here. We're assuming it turns into a gorilla, but we don't know. What if they threw us a curveball here and turned this figure named Gorilla into a truck?
You know, if you look at the shot of his back. Mm-hmm. And how the swords are placed, I'm thinking chopper.
Okay.
It just the way they're pegged in there like that and their shape, I'm thinking some sort of Cybertronian futuristic looking chopper.
Mm-hmm.
I could see something like that.
Yeah. The middle.
I mean, we aren't seeing any wheels or treads or anything that's obvious.
That's true. But in the middle of his backpack there on the back, you know, he kind of looks like he's a Lego figure.
Yeah.
It's a giant piece of Lego. All in all, though, Yoshi, what do you think?
Whoever sat down on a computer to draw this guy really put loving detail into it. There is a beautiful level of detail on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. I think that's what people want. They want their high resolution action figures, and detail is one way to get there. And this guy is not short on detail. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got to say. That and the chopper blade ninja swords.
Well, that'd be neat if it did turn into a chopper. Charles, you know, there's a lot to kind of take in on this guy. Like Jeremy said, no visible animal parts. Yoshi's got a theory that he's a helicopter. What's your theory here? What you seeing?
I mean, I'd be surprised if it turned into a helicopter just because that's kind of, you're not really capitalizing on the nostalgia, but I'm going to guess a robotic gorilla. I mean, just because that seems to make the most sense. And, you know, it also ties in, I guess, the Earth Wars introduced,
right.
It introduced a robotic Primal and Beast Wars Megatron. So
mm-hmm. True.
It's in the zeitgeist, I guess. The jetpack looks good. The swords look good. I like having storage for the swords and everything. I wonder if the guns like retract, so he can be, you know, like they did that in the show, didn't they? They
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did.
So that would be cool.
I think that the jetpack would get actually it looks like there's a couple.
It looks like there's grooves for him, yeah.
And then he has wrist guns too that I just noticed.
Oh, cool. Yeah, this is a nice looking figure. The price is always a question mark. So it does appear to be masterpiece scaled. So
that's right.
The more I look at this thing, the shoulder pads look like it could be a cockpit. Seriously, like I'm sticking to my chopper theory.
What about Lego, Charles? Do you see it being a Lego figure, a giant Lego figure?
Sometimes a square piece with circles in the middle is just a square piece with circles in the middle.
Maybe you can use Legos to build something to mount it when it turns into a
chopper. There you go.
Gosh.
I kind of want to buy this just to plug some Legos in there.
They're already infringing on Transformers IP. They're going to infringe on Lego IP too.
Well, I mean,
the Lego trademark patent has expired.
Well, you're going to play with some fire. You might as well play with some, put some gasoline on that fire too.
That's why Mega Bloks is a thing, because the Lego patent's expired.
That's right.
Well, and you have all the generic mm-hmm. ones now.
But yeah, no, I think this looks really good. We'll keep on tabs with this thing and see what it comes up with. What it ends up looking like. The company, again, is Trans Projects with an X. And yeah, we'll see what goes on with this thing. I have one more prototype, though, and this is from a company we've known for a while. This is Planet X, and it's their PX-C02 Cadmus. And it's an IDW-styled Star Saber. And once again, it is in gray prototype. And we've gotten... Star Saber's become a little bit more popular recently. We did see the one from Flame Toys that's going to be really big and really expensive, but doesn't transform. This one is likely going to be big, masterpiece scale, and will most likely transform. This is coming from us from the same event in Shanghai. Yeah, it's based on Alex Milne's design from the More Than Meets the Eye comic. I think it looks pretty badass. There's no word yet whether it's going to combine with a Leo Saber or what. I can never remember what that guy's name was.
Victory Leo.
Yeah, I want to call him Simba because that's the KFC's name for him. But yeah, Victory Leo, perfect. So there's no word yet if he combines with that. For all in all, I think he looks pretty good. The Alex Milne design from More Than Meets the Eye was really good. I think personally, I like the look of this thing. Planet X has been known to base a lot of their designs, most of their designs, on the Fall of Cybertron game. So this is a bit of a departure for them going after the IDW comics designs. So I'm curious to see how this goes, how popular it becomes. But from what I've heard, their quality is actually really good. So what do you guys think? Charles, I'll start with you. IDW figure here.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of Star Saber, the character Star Saber in More Than Meets the Eye. I mean, I think they didn't really do much with him. I mean, and I know that Lost Light got kind of truncated, so the storyline they were going with that, and that end fight with Cyclonus was just so, like, just shortened.
Yes.
We never really got to see much of him, and you didn't even really get to see like the toy gimmicks from like from his original incarnation carried over to IDW, because originally he was way back when he was first introduced, Star Saber was Ultra Magnus's replacement for Tyrest, so he was the new duly appointed enforcer of the Tyrest Accord. So that could imply that there's an inner robot that's a load bearer that is controlling this outer suit, which would tie into the Japanese toy, isn't? Because the Japanese toy had like an inner robot, didn't it? Am I?
That's right. Yes.
So
two kind so, of.
Yeah, with the Brain Master thing.
That's right. So, yeah.
So all that's interesting, but none of that was shown in the comic. So. It's kind of a missed opportunity there. So as a result, I don't really have any interest in the, I mean, I never had an interest in Star Saber originally, so this doesn't really add any interest for me, I guess. But for people who have a connection to Star Saber, I think that would be good for them.
Yoshi, this is going up against an already produced masterpiece figure. There is a masterpiece Star Saber out there with the Brain Master gimmick that works. Yeah. It's definitely not an IDW design, so there's a leg up for them there. Is there, even though it's based on the IDW design by Alex, is there still an audience out there for that may not have been into the comic all that much but still wants to buy a fucking cool toy?
They're called completionists, I guess. Yeah, I mean, there's an audience out there. I don't know them, but right. They're out there. Of course they're out there. I'm just not that audience, unfortunately. Yeah, that's a great question. Of course there's an audience. I just don't know how big it is. I don't know if it justifies Planet X's time. Hopefully they've done some research to say that it does, and they're going to get their money out of it. And I don't know that it's bringing anything unique to the table that people are going to go gaga over, mm-hmm. who aren't specifically looking for this, who would then change their mind and say, I have to have this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That answers your question.
Okay. And Jeremy, we'll end it with you. Star Saber was a religious zealot in the comic.
Yeah.
If you're not religious, can you still buy this? Should you still buy this?
Probably. I don't think many people would support his version of religion.
Mm.
I mean, most zealots are not the people you want to follow.
But they have so many followers.
Yeah.
Most humans don't worship a robot god.
That too. But I never really had a huge connection to Star Saber.
No.
I still need to get around to watching the Japanese G1 stuff. But the figure itself looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm noticing lots of little bits, like the wings on his back can fold up. I'm guessing that's like part of the transformation, but I mean, it's a neat gimmick. And then also looks like the larger parts of the wings split open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I don't know if I've ever seen that before. It looks pretty neat. I like the sword. Looks like he's going to have some nice, sharp, pointy bits to prick your finger on.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it looks pretty faithful to the comic. And, you know, I'm interested to see actual physical prototypes of this thing. But I don't really have a connection to the character. I mean, like y'all were saying. He didn't really get fleshed out enough to really make me care about him.
Fair enough. Well, like the first topic I had, we'll keep an eye on this as well. Planet X, like I said, has got a really good track record for producing really well-made stuff. But they've had an aesthetic up until now that has been very specific. So if you aren't into it, then you may not be into their figures. Looks like they're still going for a specific aesthetic, just they're kind of, you know, changing it up a bit. So we'll keep our eye out for this as well and see what it turns out to be. But that's it for what I brought this week. Jeremy, what's on your table?
I have some new stuff from Flame Toys. They have these are not the model kits. These are the actual action figures. They're non-transforming, but they are super detailed. We have a prototype of the Fallen with translucent clear flame effects. We have a sketch of Jet Power Optimus Prime, which is, I guess, from the live-action movies, where he's wearing the corpse of Jetfire. We have an IDW Rodimus based on Don Figueroa's work, and that's just a silhouette. And we have a great prototype The stealth bomber Megatron, also Don Figueroa's, the infamous where IDW used Figueroa's design without telling him after Figueroa had left the book. And then in the model kit line, it looks like we have a sketch of Windblade, a Drift model kit, which is separate from the action figure we've already seen, and then an animation-looking G1 Prime. So a lot of these are looking really good. The actual prototypes that we're seeing, the Fallen, I have no connection with the character, but I love the effect that they have here with the translucent flames. Megatron, the stealth bomber, it looks spot on. But that Windblade is what's really interesting me. I mean, this looks more like Sarah Stone's take on Windblade from what I can tell. But it's looking really good, and I'd like to see that model kit and how it turns out. Charles, what do you think?
Well, it's weird because I feel like this Windblade, like just the discussions we had the last couple of weeks about like the over-sexualized RC's third-party stuff we saw, this Windblade looks kind of sexualized to me, like more than I'm interested in, like showing like she's got a tight butt and like a bikini. It's just a little weird. I don't know. I mean,
are you feeling things, Charles?
I had an awakening after seeing this picture.
I was treating it as like this is just their initial sketches.
Okay. Yeah. I mean
it's obviously passed Hasbro's marketing or their lawyers because it's got their symbol on it.
I mean, it reminds me of that that the one shot from Revolution. Like this was 2 years ago where it was a different artist who wrote the Till All. It was Margaret Scott who wrote the Till All or One Revolution one shot, but it was a different artist. And like all the bots looked like regular bots, except for Windblade looked like a woman wearing like a Windblade costume. And it was like she was like very curvy, very like, you know, human shaped and voluptuous. And it just was out of place compared to how all the other characters were drawn. So, and this reminds me of that. So I don't know. I mean, it's very well done. It just looks very, you know, human shaped and sexual. So it's kind of weird. I don't know. Especially considering this is an officially licensed product.
Yeah. Well, we'll see the when it gets to a prototype stage.
Yeah. The other figures look pretty good. I'm liking the Drift model kit. I'm curious to see what the Rodimus is going to look like and if it'll have the Don Figueroa like the
teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
I hope not.
That would make it a hard pass.
The what? Yeah, explain the bit that you guys are just kind of acknowledging in silence.
The ongoing. Was it the ongoing?
Yeah, it was the ongoing.
Yeah. So when they first started, Hasbro kind of mandated that they make it more movie-like because it was around that same time.
Right.
Like live-action movie.
Yes.
So they had all these like unnecessary bits and pieces, and they all had like these weird-looking teeth, and it looked horrible.
Like the faces?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yeah, go look at like ongoing number one and you'll see it.
The Fallen, the Fallen still leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I'm not interested in anything from the Fallen. I think that character needs to just go away and not be used anymore. And the Optimus Prime, weird. The G1 Optimus Prime looks out of proportion to me. Not interested in that guy. His chest looks too small, like his upper chest. Prime's a C cup, at least. He's not an A cup. But yeah, I guess those are my random thoughts.
Hey, Yoshi, what do you think about these?
Let's start with everybody's favorite sexualized Windblade version here. do you guys remember that MTV cartoon back in the 90s?
Aeon Flux?
Aeon Flux. Yes, Aeon Flux. I beat you. I beat you by a hair, sir, but I beat you. That's what this rendering reminds me of. And that's all I'll say about that. It seems like if you start from Optimus Prime, who looks like he's rocking a 12-pack, they all kind of seem like they're rocking a 12-pack, the way that they are standing and presenting themselves, kind of with the arched out back.
The hip thrust.
The whatever, yeah. And I don't need that in my Optimus Prime. I don't need the pointy front chest, and I don't need him looking down at me. So, yeah, that's what I got to say.
All right. Daryl.
Yo.
How big of a Fallen fan are you?
I'm not a Fallen fan. He looks okay, but it's not for me. These guys make really, really nice stuff. I have no problem with what they're doing as far as like the Kurokara Kuri stuff. If they want to do, you know, the Fallen, there's a market for the Fallen. It's, you know, it's just not my character. The Jetwing Optimus, I'd have to see it. I can see where Charles is saying that it just doesn't quite look right, the proportions, but most of that is going to be covered up with Jetfire. So, you know, he's going to be big and he's going to be really expensive.
I met the G1 Optimus at the bottom.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like that too. But the Rodimus, whatever. I'll see it when they show it off. The Megatron, I think the Megatron looks amazing. I've always really liked that Don Figueroa design. The fact that it's marred in such, you know, bad, you know, blood between Don and IDW and Hasbro and whatever, really kind of puts a bad taste in my mouth when I, you know, go to either buy a figure from it or, you know, whatever. So I really like the design. I wish they'd kind of kiss and make up and just for my benefit so that I can feel good about buying a design of this figure. Just, you know, make up for me, guys, because it's a really cool design and I really would like to enjoy, you know, owning a copy of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Windblade. All right, let's look at Drift first, because this is the Furai model kits. So Drift and Optimus, for that matter, are the same model kits. Drift is a physical prototype that looks essentially like the fucking toy, just doesn't transform. It's got robot bits all over the fucking place. You know, his shoulders are huge. He's got big robot-y legs. His head is very drifty, which I guess is the point. But he's got a very thrusty crotch, which is their thing. So more power to you. This is your signature. But, you know, go nuts. But, you know, he looks like Drift. The comic book, the toy, whatever. You look at this guy and this is Drift. This is this Windblade, though. This is the same fucking series. And it doesn't look anything like it. I get Windblade from it. I'll give it that. It looks like Windblade. But, you know, I'll agree that, yeah, it looks like someone's cosplaying as Windblade. It's a very feminine figure. And they've put on some Windblade colored clothing and stuck something that looks like they might be wings to their back.
I'm seeing that more and more as I'm looking at this while y'all are talking. It's more of like an anime character cosplaying, like you said.
Yeah, it's not equal. I like the Drift, but do the same type of design for Windblade. You know, why can't the Windblade character, which is in the same series, you know, also look like it could be the Transformer too? Why does it have to look like, you know, a very, you know, sexy young girl wearing some cosplay? It's not equal. Yeah. And it should be equal if it's going to be in the same series. If you want to make a figure that's a very feminine looking character that's going to barely resemble the Transformer, and you're going to call it that, then do another series and call it like Skimpy Girls model kits or whatever. I don't care, but this doesn't belong in the Furai model if it's going to go in the same price range as the Drift, right? Or the Optimus, for that matter. You know, the Optimus just looks like the animation model. There's nothing there that, you know, sure, okay. Yes, Charles, the windows on the chest are small, but... And Yoshi, I counted on his chest grill or his rib or his stomach grill, he has a 26 pack.
Holy shit.
So he's got a lot of vents there. But it's
Prime's
just
been working out.
He's been crunching those abs, man. These guys look like they're straight out of the cartoon or the comic or whatever. Windblade is not the same, you know? Yeah. It's not similar, and this kind of shit pisses me off.
But it is also just the rough sketch, so
it's the rough sketch, but you know it's not going to go from this to fucking Drift, yeah. You know? It's going to be very similar. And yeah, if you want to say it's art, sure, but it's not the same quality of toy design, right? And I just think it's unfair to, you know, the female fans or anybody that likes Windblade. You know, I want to collect Windblade toys because I really like Windblade. She was a great character in Till All Are One. She took over Cybertron. She's the leader of Cybertron at the end of the story.
Well, she's in the new series, the TV series.
Of course, right? And this is not that character. This is different.
I think people that are collecting this line would be upset not having a Windblade match. I mean, and there is a market for these, like, human cosplaying as the robots, but it really should be a different line.
That's my point. Yeah. There is a market for this, I'll agree. And listening to the guys on Moonbase 2, I've interacted with them quite a bit because they're the audience for this. They really enjoy this stuff.
They like the Enemus.
They do. I don't think it belongs in the same line. If you want to make Windblade and you want to make it in this line, make it look like the toy. Don't make it look like a Barbie doll.
Right.
That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Well, I'm done too. So, Yoshi, what do you got?
Bumblebee Movie Toys. The Energon Igniters Nitro Series, Dropkick, and Blitzwing. We've got the stock images of these guys. Man, Dropkick kind of looks like he might be fun to play with, but these things are ugly. Just hideous. Don't you think, Daryl?
Yep.
I wonder, and I don't want any spoilers, and Daryl certainly doesn't want any spoilers, but I wonder if they explain the Starscream color job on Blitzwing in the movie.
Well, Charles and I could give you an answer to that.
No,
but
you
don't
can't,
want spoilers. So.
It's against the law.
Right.
You can tell me after I see the movie, which I'm not excited about. These are not attractive looking.
Well, I mean, I want to jump in here for a sec because these kind of things, these are the Igniter line, and these are really meant for younger audiences.
Right.
The Studio series might be what you're looking for as far as like the collector grade and better looking stuff. The Igniter line comes with these engine packs that you kind of plug into the figure and then they do some kind of funky trick and, have an engine that kind of powers the toy and does something crazy, right? So this is, it's a gimmick toy, right? So this is meant for, what is it, 5 and up? Is that what's on the box?
Six and up.
So, yeah, it's a young kid's toy.
So technically I'm in the demographic of what
they're
saying.
You are, yeah. You're definitely in the demo, right? And it's a chopper. Look, Yoshi, a chopper.
Yeah. It's just, it's a hot mess, dude. Both of them. I don't, what do you think? Charles, are you going to buy these for your kids for Christmas?
No.
And they're over 6, right?
They are. All of my children are over 6, yes.
So they fit the demo, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, they play with my Transformers, so they haven't been asking for the ones that are targeted for them. And
right.
I'm still upset, or well, not upset, but just disappointed that they had 3 triple changing Decepticons in the Bumblebee movie and they don't release any triple changing Decepticon toys. What's up with that?
Fucker.
It's like,
did the marketing team even see the movie that they're basing the toys off of?
Do you know what a triple changer is?
Well, we didn't get a triple changer with Drift from the last movie.
That's true.
No.
Maybe the people doing the toys for the movie line don't know what triple changers are.
I mean, to be fair, even in the movie, they didn't really even comment on the fact that Drift was a triple changer.
Because we looked at some grayscale toys earlier today that were beautifully detailed. And this one is not. There's detail up the ass, and it's only hurting it. Like, if you ripped off this hideous head, just flattened out all the detail, I still don't think this would be an attractive figure.
So you're saying remove the textures?
Okay. I don't think it's textures, but it's detail. Like, just the color palette of the gray and that is an absolutely hideous head sculpt. Oh my God.
It's weird how they've like made these two-tone color palettes it's kind of random where the colors are placed. It's like,
yeah.
It doesn't form like a smooth colors in robot mode or vehicle mode. It's like, why are all these colors just randomly placed around the body?
Yeah.
Because it's a toy for a six-year-old.
Right.
Okay, our Transformers didn't do that. We were I was eight.
Well,
whatever.
You were 22 when you got into G1.
Yeah, but most of those were based on existing toys that had been out in Japan. So,
and the gimmick, this little engine gimmick, isn't enough to. I'm taking all the comments from everybody, but I mean, this fucking toy engine gimmick isn't enough to save it.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being a kid buying a shitty toy because the little additional gimmick was kind of cool. But this, I mean, it's like they failed on both fronts. Are you going to buy this for Alexander and give it to him two Christmases from now, Jeremy?
No.
Okay.
No, I think the head sculpts alone would kind of freak him out.
So, Daryl, we should just put this in one of your Boxing Day boxes, right?
No.
Okay.
It will go clearance at some point, I bet, but it won't be for me. I'd be interested to see what a Studio Series would do with the Blitzwing mold, I guess.
It's hard to see them fuck it up any worse than this.
Well, no, they'd make it better. We're being unfair because
now.
Because this is a shit toy for kids.
It's not. Here's why we're not being unfair. A shitty little six-year-old isn't going to have the money to buy this toy. We're going to have to buy it for him. And once we look at it, we're going to say, hell no.
Yeah, but what's the MSRP on this thing? It's got to be 10 bucks.
The six-year-old isn't shitty. The toy is shitty, but the six-year-old is okay. What did the six-year-old do?
Charles Yoshi probably knows a lot of shitty six-year-olds.
the price point isn't going to save an adult for buying this toy for a kid. It's just not going to do it.
No, but it'll get them off the shelves. That's what's going to sell it is the price point.
Oh, fuck. I don't know, dude.
It's not
yes,
meant
it
for
it will
us,
eventually
right?
sell, but not the way they want it to sell. God damn, that is an ugly figure. This is just fucking ugly.
Okay, close the tab. Let's move on.
Charles, why don't you close out the segment, sir?
All right, maybe this will bring you up, Yoshi, because I have leaked images of a new Studio Series Optimus Prime. Now, before you get upset, I know Studio Series are based on the movie toys, but this Optimus Prime is from the new Bumblebee movie, and he does have a G1 homage aesthetic.
Wait. What you're saying is you have leaked images of a toy that's not released yet. Does that mean Deep Throating is back?
No, it means it was leaked to TFW 2005.
No, it was leaked to Baidu.
Oh, okay. And there you go. But it looks... So the character is from the Bumblebee movie. It's no secret that there are scenes of Optimus Prime on Cybertron in the Bumblebee movie, and that's what this toy is based on. And he does have a very... I mean, it is a G1 aesthetic. It's not perfectly G1, but it is a, you know, it does pay homage to that G1 design, the classic G1 design. And I think it looks pretty good. So I'm curious, though, what your thoughts are on it, Yoshi.
You know, it feels like Hasbro wants their cake and to eat it, too. They can't just release a G1 looking figure for whatever fucking reason. They can't do it. And I don't understand why. At my stores, several stores, they've got these giant fucking Bumblebee standees. At Walmart, it's huge. It's fucking ginormous. And the only thing that's sold off the whole fucking standee are the G1 reissues. At other stores, hidden in clothing aisles, they have standees with Bumblebee clothes. And the only thing that's sold out is the one small section where they had a G1 t-shirt. Nothing else is fucking selling. And I'm going to assume, probably incorrectly, that that's the case across the country. So, fucking, do they want to make money or not?
Okay, Yoshi, that's a different... You're answering
no,
a different question than
I'm
no,
not,
I...
No,
no, but Yoshi, no, the question isn't... I just asked what you think of this design. I know you're of the opinion that they should just sell G1 stuff and that's it. But the point is, they did homage the G1 design in this updated design from the movie. My question is,
they did.
Do you like this, or are you at least, or is it appealing to you at all? If it's not,
that's
fine.
Thank you for clarifying yourself. Thank you. I appreciate that. No, it looks ugly to me.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
I was just curious if this could entice you to take a second look at the movie designs, but if it doesn't, that's fine.
All right.
But I understand. But we did. We just talked in the last episode. You weren't there, but we talked in the last episode about they are doing a G1 Optimus Prime reissue. So you are getting that next year. So.
Yeah,
without
trailer.
The trailer, though. Yeah, without the trailer.
But. Fucking Christ. Really? Jesus. Holy crap. Who the fuck is running that goddamn company? Jesus Christ.
Is it, what, Brian Goldner?
Shut up, Jeremy. You got a sore throat. That's
all right. All right, Jeremy, you're talking, so I'm going to throw it to you. You can say your piece, and then you can rest your voice.
All right, I think having seen the movie, this is a good representation. I think that G1 aesthetic is going to sell this. I mean, personally, I never had any love at all for the flames and stuff that were on the movie primes. This is a very classic looking box with wheels, and it's. For a movie figure, it seems fairly simple, and then you see there are 35 steps to transform it. That's going to be my issue with it. I like intuitive transformations that aren't, you know, 35 steps for a figure of this size. But I guess it is Studio Series, so it's got like all the details. But yeah, I'm generally positive about this figure.
Cool. Daryl, so what do you think about this guy?
I like it. I think it looks good. Contrary to Yoshi's opinion that a company does have to sell different toys over the course of 30 odd years, it's a nice take on the old design, and it updates it a bit. Like we talked about last week about the reissue coming into the stores. It's one of the most reissued figures of all time, but you know, sometimes there's going to be people that have never had experience with it, and the trailer adds a lot of money, so you know, get rid of that thing and you can have a cheaper figure. This one here, I like it. It looks nice from what I've seen of the character in the trailers. It looks to match pretty well. I'm curious to see how 35 steps is in there. I'll definitely give it a go. I mean, this is a movie figure, but I think it kind of crosses a line, so I might pick it up. So that's kind of fun. But yeah, I like it. The fact that you can see the truck bits in the front of it, right? You're looking at the Optimus Prime face front, and you can see the windshield chest. You can see the arms. You can, you know, it's there's this flat bits there, right? It's not all, you know, bayverse angles and shit that just doesn't make sense. And the wheels are on the leg, and, you know, and that's... fantastic. So
there's not a lot of cheating that you can see from this picture.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it looks cool and it looks fun, and I'm curious to give it a shot. So I'll probably pick this thing up. And,
I have a question for you, Daryl.
For me?
Yeah. After seeing the movie, if you like Bumblebee, would you change your position on buying movie figures?
Bumblebee movie figures and beyond, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm hard set against buying a triple changer that's not a triple changer. So.
That's understandable.
Dropkick and Shatter are supposed to be triple changers and do so in the movie, and we never ever get a toy that is a triple changer. I won't buy that. So there's one. I might get a Bumblebee to transform. That's kind of fun. It looks like the 80s Volkswagen Bug. I'm likely going to pick up this Optimus Prime because it looks pretty fun. So
you already have a Bumblebee toy from the
that's
from
true. The, I do. Yes.
Retro Pop Volume 2.
Yes. Bought for the tapes. Keep for the Bumblebee now, I guess.
All right. Well, that's my toy topic, and that'll do it for the toy section. So let's move on to some trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformers stuff we got this week. We do this as a YouTube video that you can see in beautiful high definition on our YouTube channel. But we will also describe everything we got in loving detail right here in the show. So keep listening. So without further ado, trips to the store. All right, we're going to start with Jeremy. Jeremy, what do you got this week?
I finally got my first Siege figure. It's this little, what is it, Fire Blast?
This little Fire Drive.
Fire Drive, Target Master guy. Not really much to him. The little action bits pop off super easy. I mean, he's fine for a Target Master. I wish my stores would have more than this in stock. I tried to get some bots, but Walmart had no idea what they were, and where my wife saw them yesterday, today they were gone. So that's all I got.
All right, I'll go next. I have been holding some stuff that I picked up at Target. Trading card game. Got the starter set and Metroplex set. So, yay. Now if I only had someone to play with.
Crack some packs. You buy any packs of crack? Crack some packs?
No.
You can pull some Nemesis Primes.
I'm not Yoshi. I don't get Nemesis Primes. But yeah, I hear the trading card game is fun. I hope to play it eventually.
Me too. I've still yet to play it.
Yeah. All right, Yoshi, you're up next.
I don't know about you guys, but I have been saved this holiday season by Amazon Prime. If it wasn't for Amazon Prime, nothing would have gotten done this year. This is a sticker of a supposed Amazon Prime from TFCon, Daryl. You remember this guy?
I do remember this guy.
I forgot to show him off before, but I'm doing it now. I got too many cons.
Yoshi, I'm kind of surprised you're referring to them as mini cons, because that is not what they were called in the 80s.
That's right. That's only the name that came up in Armada. So, yeah. What's the deal?
I have Tailgate and I have Swerve.
Mini bots.
Mini bots. What the fuck? I bought two of each. I gave this one to my daughter now. I'm going to give it to her, give her the other one on Christmas. Daryl, what's the age on that? How old are you supposed to be to play with this?
Well, it's 8 plus American. I guess the Canadian version is a little lower, I think.
It's probably grade 8 in Canada. She has not stopped playing with this thing. She since we got it on Monday, she has played with it constantly. She puts it on her nightstand right before bed. She has literally played with this thing nonstop. Hasbro should take note. That's all I got.
I'm really surprised that 8 plus for the mini bots. That seems pretty high.
It's little pieces could break off and get swallowed. Yoshi doesn't care about his kid, so.
I'm planning, if I ever see those in the store, I'm planning on getting some for my kid for Christmas.
I honest to God, my daughter is just enthralled with hers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's probably choking on it right now.
She might be. She might be.
All right, Daryl, you're up. What do you got?
Well, I was definitely hoping to crack some packs, but I'm not gonna do that today. I do have some more Siege to show. I didn't get these in my Hasbro Toy Shop order that I did. I picked them up in the store because Walmart got fucking Siege stuff. I got the first wave of Target Masters. That's what I'm calling them, because they're Target Masters. All of them here. So we got Blowpipe, Fire Drive, and Lionizer. So they're fun and cool and whatever. And I haven't opened them yet, but there's not much to them. So I really think I've already experienced them, because they're Target Masters. I do have other couple things. Since we are recording this episode a little early, I really didn't open anything to mess around with it, but I will say that I did get Skytread as well, and Charles showed him off, so I'm not really worried about having him out of the box. These are kind of fun. Yoshi had a really nice tweet that showed off all the cool shit that's on the side of the boxes. I do have all of Wave 1, so now I gotta go out and find a blacklight. I don't want a blacklight. So that's kind of fun. So that's a neat little gimmick that they're doing. And I also, these aren't for me, but because I really don't, I don't like them all that much. But my daughter's going to get a kick out of them when she finds them, you know, on Christmas. I got some BotBots. These are just the single pack mystery figures. I got five of them, so I'm going to give them to her for Christmas. And yeah, that's it.
Nice. All right. Well, that's all we got for trips to the store this week. All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and that'll about do it for this episode of Transmissions. We didn't have any convention news or feedback, so we can skip right to the end. If you would like to leave us feedback, we can, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. Leaving us a voicemail is a good way to get your voice heard on the show. So think about that. If you have some feedback you want to tell us about, or you can just leave us written feedback. And also comment on the episode, blog posts, or on social media.
Let us
media.
Know what you had under the tree.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone tell us what you got for Christmas, if you got any cool Transformers for Christmas, and what you thought of the Bumblebee movie, if you got to go out and see it. We're curious. And we'll talk about that in a future episode. I won't say next episode, because I don't know if we're going to record again.
It might be next year before we get to it.
Yeah. But send that feedback anyway. We'll keep a backlog. All right, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the live show. Thanks for joining us tonight.
I legit thought you were going to say welcome to Transmissions. I think you were going to start the show, like, immediately. It's like, holy shit, he is on the ball here. Let's do this.
Apologies. I might fall asleep during trips to the store. I'm just warning you now because I'm tired.
If I don't comply, I'm going to get fired, so remove it from my fucking things that I would like to talk about. We'll make boxing thing a legitimate thing, Daryl. We'll make you happy.
We'll make boxing thing? Yes.